Americans and future Americans, welcome back to another video. So recently, Canada became a dictatorship. For those of you that are unaware with the drama, Trump was shitting on Trudeau so badly, Trudeau cried, came, and pissed himself in public, and then got replaced by this f***er over here, Mr. Carney. Now, Mr. Carney is now somehow taken over the country. He has 100,000 votes out of 40 million people, and he pulled a Kamala Harris, and he's the de facto Prime Minister of Canada until some crazy shit actually happens. Now, to get into the details, he gave a speech when he became the new dictator, Prime Minister of Canada, even though they called Trump Hitler for 4 years, they called him a dictator for 8 years, they called him an authoritarian fascist for 12 years. Well, Canada just got a Prime Minister that, you know, didn't deserve the spot literally actually at all. So, interestingly enough, they turned the comments off on a speech just to show you how much they actually like this guy. The other guy was more popular. I know, they gave him the spot. There wasn't an election. They just kind of gave him the spot because Trudeau wanted to step down. So, let's see what he said. Here's a speech. I will only give commentary if I have to, because to be honest, I don't really want to hear anything he has to say. So, hell yeah, dive in. Canada is 110% cooked right now. Let's see what we got.
Hello. Bonsoir tout le monde. Wow.
Bro started in French. He's immediately a terrible prime minister. Bro, why would you start in French? Most of Canada speaks English. If you're starting with French, you're just virtue signaling.
This room.
This looks like a guy looking at these people. He's like, damn, I didn't even deserve this spot, and yet I'm here.
Room is strong.
This room is strong, he says to the maple syrup off lovers in the audience. Listen, I am a Canadian and an American. All right, I am a Canadian and an American, okay? So I have every right to shit on these people for not, in fact, being strong.
This room.
President Macron's husband is speaking pretty good English.
This room is Canada strong.
Literally, a double insult.
Thank you. Thank you, Cleo. Thank you, Cleo. And to my wife.
Dog, no one even knows who you are. You're just somehow the prime minister, even though no one ever heard of you.
Diana, our children, crazy. Cleo, Tess, Amelia, and Sasha.
I especially like how the entire Canadian military is in this room with us now. But there are no military people in this room. Exactly! All four of our Canadian military are currently on horseback, marching to Ukraine.
Without your support, I wouldn't be standing here.
What, they helped you rig the election to become a dictator? Let's go!
And like the Prime Minister, without your examples, I wouldn't have a purpose.
This is very sad, because the Prime Minister's examples is just crying in public very loudly.
And
like, can you even... When Trump became president, his presidential speech was fire! This guy standing there looking like a half-demented zombie schmorgling at people.
And without your...
Look at him! He's even crying now! Look at, they're all looking at him like, bro, what happened? Everyone's so confused. Look at this. Look at, they're all looking at him like, what did he do? What has he done? Again, I'm just making fun of him because I really like the whole, you know, democracy angle. I think democracy is pretty cool. And this guy was not democratically elected. So in my opinion, fuck him. Trump, for all the people that call him a fascist dictator, was democratically elected. All 7 swing states, all red, everyone voted for me.
Love, I wouldn't have the strength that I need for what lies ahead.
Yeah, what lies ahead, bro? Wow.
Monsieur Chrétien.
Mr. Chrétien.
Vous énergez encore les troupes et les partisans, les militants du Parti libéral, comme personne ne peut le faire.
That's the worst translator I've ever heard.
Vous avez marqué l'histoire en prenant des décisions courageuses. Vous avez montré à nos alliés. And you inspired me. You inspired me over the years.
That's nice.
And now to have an opportunity
maple
to continue
syrup.
Your tradition of fiscal responsibility, social justice, and international leadership.
Yay! Bring back SJWs. Make social justice warriors warriors again. Let's go. We want more genders, goddammit. Less borders. More immigrants. Less Canadians. Worse housing.
Prime Minister Trudeau, my time doesn't permit me to recognize all your accomplishments.
Oh, no, you're right, actually. That's very true. In fact, no amount of time would be required.
So I'll speak at a higher level.
A higher level than his accomplishments. Bro doesn't know what to say. What's he gonna say? Thank you so much for trying to decriminalize fentanyl. That was pretty based of you, former Prime Minister Trudeau.
You have combined strength and compassion.
You ready for him to give lots of examples?
Every day as a fighter for Canada.
Oh, yeah. Crying on the world stage like every good leader should. Yes.
You have led us through some of the hardest challenges that this nation has ever faced.
Yeah, like, can you give us examples? Hey. Give us examples of how he did something good. All right, COVID happened while he was there. That's not a Trudeau W, all right? The fact that he hacked into truckers' bank accounts because they didn't like the COVID laws, that is not the same thing.
En même temps,
the same time.
Vous avez transformé le Canada. Bien, transformé notre pays. En sortant de centaines de milliers d'enfants de la pauvreté.
Really?
En faisant vraiment avancer la réconciliation et en défendant la liberté et la démocratie toujours ici et ailleurs.
Is this guy talking about democracy when he became the fucking prime minister without ever running for it? Like, what are we even talking about? Like, SOS, bro. We are not okay, man. We're not okay, guys. Okay? Oh my god. Dude, you don't understand the level of cringe that we're dealing with here.
About ESG labels or sustainable labels. And it, again, is one of the reasons we're having this ruthless, relentless focus on net zero. Because in the end, look, we can't stabilize the climate unless we get to net zero. And it's a simple, are hard numbers. Your emissions are either A or B. Oh. They're going up or down. Oh. And if they're going down, are they going down consistent with the science? We anchor it in the science, the same science the UN and others use.
This is crazy. It's crazy to think about this, that he became the prime minister without actually having an election. I really love democracy so much. Who needs to vote?
Dans le monde.
And across the world.
Trump, can you buy Canada, please? Listen, I've been a little up in the air before, but like, honestly, bro.
C'est vrai. Monsieur le Premier ministre, je parle pour tout le monde.
Speaking for everyone
en vous
here,
remerciant.
When I thank you.
La mentionner.
Avoir accordé
à rebâtir notre parti, which is to build.
I'm just skipping the French because the translation makes it so hard.
And to all Canadians, that I will follow their example.
No! All Canadians, I too will follow the example of the people that buttfucked you over the last 8 years. How could he keep getting worse?
I will work day and night with one purpose, which is to build a stronger Canada for everyone.
He just moved his business out of Canada into the United States, by the way, in case you're curious. Over the last 6 weeks, he moved his entire business to the United States. I just thought that it would be important for you to know.
But I will need help.
Great.
I will need a lot of help.
Great, that's our guy.
And so I'd like to thank Chrystia, Frank, and Karina for your energy and ideas and leadership that you have brought to this campaign. And I would like also to thank those ministers who remained in their posts to serve Canada directly during this time of great peril.
Yes! Wow.
And to the incredible group of Liberal MPs that we have, you are the voices for your communities, and you are the conscience of our party.
He said nothing yet. Like, can we all come together and recognize that he said nothing? At least when Trump gives speeches, he actually says shit.
Thank you for your service. Now, to give a sense of that service.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm going to quote from a message that
He doesn't have a single thought in his own head. He can only quote from better men.
And Karina and Frank, the three of us, four of us, received...
Can't count, doesn't know names. This dude is literally just a slightly more demented Biden that got elected under slightly less suspicious circumstances.
From someone called Bob Zettel. Now, Bob, full disclosure. I know the leader of the opposition's into full disclosure, so I'm gonna... Full disclosure. Full disclosure.
That guy's fucking winning. Holy shit. Poiliev, kick his ass, brother.
Sure. Just want to get this on the table.
That was his attempt at making a joke. I don't know if you noticed due to the lack of humor, but that was his attempt.
Bob goes to my church. Actually, I go to Bob's church because he goes there a lot more frequently than I do. Anyways.
Is that a flex? Like, I'm not sure. Is that a flex?
Point is, Bob wrote to the four candidates. And he said, I quote, "Right now, everyone sees the main threat as the Trump tariffs."
That's how he starts his speech? Wait, so he said, so far, he shows up and he's like, "Guys, I will continue butt-fucking you the way the previous administration has butt-fucked you. Now, tariffs." Dude, Trump is more of a conversation piece in Canada than fucking Canadians. This is why you're such a failure.
But the far greater challenge will be, as it always has been...
What about housing? Because you imported a crazy amount of immigrants, and now it's basically impossible to buy houses anywhere in fucking Canada because the housing crisis is so bad because of the immigrants.
To foster unity and a sense of the common good.
I'm glad that we're all on the same page.
There are those who will seek power by dividing us. We'll get to that later on.
Epic foreshadowing.
And we being the people of Canada, we need you, my fellow candidates, myself, to continue in position...
We need you, myself. What is happening?
...of leadership to promote...
Remember, this guy didn't get elected based on votes in a democratic country.
United Canada. A commitment. A commitment to common good. And the respect and the rule of law.
He still said nothing. I just want to make it clear. So far, he still said nothing. Oh my God. Hey guys, today we are coming together to be good together and follow common good. Genders for everybody. More genders.
Throughout the world.
Please, more genders.
See, I quote Bob because right now all Canadians...
No one's ever heard of Bob, but he quoted him.
...being asked to serve in their own ways.
Yeah.
We're all being called to stand up for each other and for the Canadian way of life.
And what way is that? He's so far said nothing. What way of life is that? When Trump spoke, it was rapid fire.
So let me ask you.
He's giving us like a Kamala-tier word salad. And much like Kamala, he also didn't deserve his spot. He also wasn't elected. He was just propped up without any form of primaries or anything.
Who's ready? Pierre Claire. Who's ready to stand up for Canada?
Did he just ask them to stand up?
With me. 100%. Yes. Wow. Yes. Yes, Canada. Yes, Canada. The Liberal Party is united and strong and ready to fight to build an even better country.
He said that already. Oh, my God. He's just jmorbling. Oh, I miss Trudeau.
Now, I feel like everything in my life has helped prepare me for this moment.
Well, you know... Nothing prepared Canadians for this moment because we woke up with a new prime minister this morning. Nothing prepared us.
Months ago, I put up my hand to run for leader because I felt we needed big changes.
All right. How many votes did he get after putting his hand up?
Guided by strong Canadian values.
Wait, didn't he just say that we need to do more of what we will follow in the footsteps of Trudeau? And now he's saying we need big changes? Like, this isn't just word salad. He is actually just vomiting bullshit at people. We will follow in the footsteps of the past. We will also make big changes for the future. All right, dude.
Please.
Like, this looks like Ellen DeGeneres with a sex change is giving us a speech right now about the greater good and coming together and being nice.
The values I learned at the dinner table from my parents, Bob and Verly, and my three siblings, Brenda, Sean, and Brian. Values that I learned at the hockey rinks of Edmonton.
No one even knows who you
from
are.
From my coaches, such as Storman, Norman.
He's going to govern Canada with the shit that he learned in the hockey rink? Well, no wonder why church was not high on his itinerary.
Lee. He exists. We didn't call him that to
his most Canadian shit I've ever seen. It's embarrassing to be Canadian watching this.
Face, by the way, but that was his. My parents were teaching.
Today was tomorrow yesterday, and a long time ago, there were many people. So there were many people a long time ago. That is why you should stand together.
Cheers.
We will become unbidened from what has been.
And they stress the importance of hard work, of community, and of tolerance. My coaches were dedicated volunteers who taught me the importance of teamwork, ambition,
and
because it's Canada, humility.
What does that mean, because it's Canada, humility? Does that mean there's no humility anywhere that isn't Canada? Does Canada have a monopoly on humility? That is the least humble thing I've ever heard in my life. Trump is humbler. Trump will walk in and be like, I won all 7 swing states. That's what they said. I have a huge penis. According to them, they said it. I didn't say it myself. They told me my penis is large. And they were right. Oh, it's true. But they said it. It wasn't me. I went on Twitter and I was like, they said Trump is the greatest world leader since Napoleon Bonaparte. Now, I would never say it, but that's what they said. And I have to say they make a good point. That is more humble than this guy.
De bonne valeur. De bonne valeur.
Oh, my
God. Les valeurs canadiennes.
Canadian values. Canadian values. What are Canadian values? Humbleness. I feel like he didn't know he was going to be prime minister until like 2 minutes before this speech.
Portez avec moi à l'université. Je les ai gardés prêts. Put into action. And to respond, my government will put into action our plan to build a stronger economy. To create new trading relationships with reliable trading partners.
Oh, shots at Trump! Reliable trading partners. Why can't you actually make something in Canada? Why can't Canada actually make some shit literally themselves? Why does Canada only have any way to grow with reliable, in quotes, trading partners? Did you know that Canada had 400% tariffs on the United States at certain points? Did you know that Canada was tariffing the U.S. 300% on chicken and on milk and on cheese? Did you know that? Trump literally makes reciprocal tariffs and it butt-fucks your economy? Like, what do you want to do, trading partners? Trade with Ukraine. See how that works.
And to secure our borders.
Wow, borders are important now. They were never important before, but now they are. Suddenly, Trump decides borders are important, and Canada realizes, holy shit.
Pour être clair, ça demandera du changement, du grand changement.
Time for big changes.
Mais je sais que les Canadiens et Canadiennes sont prêts. Ils me le disent à travers le pays. Les gens veulent le changement parce qu'ils sont inquiets. Ils s'inquiètent sur le coût de la vie. De la crise de logement.
Yeah, did you see that China just put 100% tariffs on Canada? Yeah, I saw that. Dude, Canada's so reliant on other people that they can't actually stand on their own feet right now, and it's so sad. The wildest shit, literally the wildest shit, is now he's going to talk about the housing crisis in French, so no one can actually understand.
Ils s'inquiètent sur le coût de la vie et de la crise de logement.
Housing crisis.
Ils s'inquiètent pour l'avenir des jeunes. Ils s'inquiètent de l'avenir du Canada face aux menaces du président Trump et à un monde plus divisé et dangereux.
He's saying he's entering a more divided and dangerous world now that Trump is in office and he has to deal with the housing crisis. The housing crisis was caused primarily by mass immigration. They brought in a lot more people and those people needed places to live. All right? And then they brought more people in to build places to live. But those people that they brought in also needed places to live. That is what destroyed the housing crisis in Canada. And then you're going to blame Trump for making a more divisive and dangerous world?
divided and dangerous world?
No. I am a pragmatist, above all.
Yeah, bullshit.
So
he's so pragmatic, he even became prime minister without getting a single vote. How based is that?
When I see that something's that's not working, I will change it.
All right.
So my government...
The immigration thing isn't working. What are we going to do about that? That was obviously a failure.
We'll immediately eliminate the divisive consumer carbon tax on families and farmers and small and medium-sized businesses.
All right.
And we will stop... And we will stop the hike in the capital gains tax because we think builders should be incentivized for taking risks and rewarded when they succeed.
I love how the camera goes to him, to Trudeau, because he raised all those taxes. The pro says diversity is our greatest strength. We're bringing in more immigrants. I am going to shoot myself in the face 2 times.
Canada
Camel laugh.
Needs more of this type of change. Change that puts sure. more money in people's pockets.
Bro, really gonna stand up here and be like, all right, let's just get richer, guys.
Change that makes our companies more competitive.
Now let's copy some of Pierre Poilievre's strategies. That's a good idea, in my opinion. Yeah, for sure. I don't think people realize how high taxes are in Canada. I need to pay like over 50% taxes in Canada.
Change that builds the strongest economy in the G7.
All right.
Wow.
More buzzwords. We will make the economy strong and the people rich. The people will be rich. The economy will be strong. The houses will be housing.
There's someone who's trying to do the opposite. There's someone who's trying to weaken our economy.
Is it Trump? Is it the orange man?
Yeah. Donald Trump.
It is so absolutely wild. It is so wild. He said absolutely nothing except for Trump. The only person he's talked about was Trump. And then he said a lot of let's be united and shit.
Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, as we know, has put, as the Prime Minister just said,
orange man bad.
Unjustified tariffs on what we build on.
Honestly, I think Canada literally hurts themselves by doing this mantra. What the fuck does unjustified tariffs mean? What does unjustified tariffs mean? Can you explain that to me? Can you explain to me why Canada had tariffs on America? 270% on milk, 245% on cheese, 298% on butter, 238% on chicken. 69% nice on sausages, 57% on barley seed, bovine cars, HVAC, vacuums, cable boxes, TV, steel, aluminum, copper. Why is it that these were all tariffs that Canada had on the United States? Literally, aside from billions of dollars a year of America funding Canada's military defenses, can you explain to me why none of this will ever be mentioned and why it's unjustified when America decides to put, let me remind you, reciprocal tariffs? Sorry, I'm not sure if he knows what that word means, but it means that he wants to tariff you what you are tariffing them. This is not unjustified. It's insane.
On what we
sell. Like, this is wild. Canada's not the victim here.
Sell on how we make a living.
Wow.
He's attacking Canadian families, workers, and
why is turning Canadians against Trump gonna help? How is this literally gonna help anyone?
Businesses, and we cannot let him succeed.
What are you gonna do? Assassinate him? Like, what are you planning here? We can't let him succeed. All right. What are you gonna do? You're gonna insult him and he's gonna stop?
And we won't. We won't. I am proud of the response of Canadians who are making their voices heard and their wallets felt.
He wants to boycott America. Oh my God. We don't need America anyway! Then why do you care about tariffs? You realize tariffs are literally proving that you do care about America.
I am grateful for how our provinces are stepping up to the fight.
Nice.
Because when we are united, we are Canada strong.
Why? This is like not even a good slogan.
The Canadian government has rightly retaliated and is rightly retaliating with our own tariffs that will have maximum impact in
great,
the United
great
States
strategy.
And minimum impact
great plan.
Here in Canada.
Huge idea.
And my government will keep our tariffs on until the Americans show us respect.
You motherfucker. Trump is just going to copy your tariffs. Like, you have everything to lose. You don't have the cards. He has the cards. You don't have the cards.
Oh, my God.
The ChatGPT speech is going crazy. Bro wrote a speech on Grok.
Yeah. And until they can join us in making credible and reliable...
Yeah, let's make America the 11th province of Canada, guys. What do you think? I think you should keep living in a fantasy land. Keep living in fantasy land, bro.
...reliable commitments to free and fair trade.
Wow.
As Krista did.
I think free trade means no tariffs on both sides, right? You didn't mention that, though.
Yeah. And in the meantime, we will ensure that all the proceeds from our tariffs will be used to protect our workers.
What does that even mean? Oh my God, dude, stop!
Les Américains veulent nos ressources, notre eau, notre territoire.
You think America needs your resources and your water, bro?
Notre pays.
Our country, even.
Jamais, oui. Pensez-y. Pensez-y. Ça va détruire notre façon d'être.
He's like, think about it, guys.
The Americans
this is
want our resources, our water, our land, our country. Think about it.
He's literally talking about Trump like he's some fucking crazy dictator guy. Meanwhile, this guy walked in unelected. Nut pee is our country, not nut pee, although I prefer that.
If they succeeded, they would destroy our way of life. In America.
What does that even mean? How is your way of life so different? Listen, I'm Canadian, I'm American. I've lived in Canada, I've lived in America. What way of life is different? Like, what are you even talking about? The Canadian's way of life is being used to being treated like, you know, America's little brother with Down syndrome that he just takes care of forever and provides military support. That's how Canada expects to be treated.
Healthcare is a big business. In Canada, it is a right.
That is true. But again, not really relevant. Like, he's just going up here saying Canada good, America bad. You see, the major difference is, in America, if you have a life-threatening disease and you actually want to go to a doctor, you can get an appointment the next day. In Canada, you have to wait 6 months for an appointment because of the human right of healthcare clogging up the system. So, again, both sides absolutely have their advantages and their disadvantages, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, good point.
America is a melting pot. Canada is a mosaic.
What? What?
Aux États-Unis.
Oh my God! Aux États-Unis.
On ne reconnaît pas les différences. On ne reconnaît pas les Premières Nations. Et il n'y aura jamais de droit à la langue française.
Would never have any rights.
Yeah, based. Get rid of the French language. I agree. Get rid of the French language. Damn, he is literally arguing for Trump here.
La joie de vivre, la culture.
He says that the joy of life would leave if you were an American. Are you speaking French so you don't understand French? I'll translate for you the fun part. He says that the joy of life leaves if you are an American.
Et la langue française font partie de notre identité.
Look at this guy regretting every decision he's made to elect this fucking bozo.
Il faut les protéger, il faut les promouvoir.
Promote that as well.
On ne les échangera jamais, jamais. pour n'importe.
He doesn't know that there's an entire movement in Canada right now that's talking to Trump to try to become part of the United States. But anyway, I don't want to spoil his big day.
Quel accord commercial?
Any trade agreement.
Yeah. Look, Canada. America is not Canada.
Hot take.
And Canada
not yet.
Never.
Not
ever.
Yet.
Will be part of America in any way, shape, or form.
Who knows? We'll see. Endless content. I don't even support it. I just like annoying these people.
Look. We didn't ask for this fight. We didn't
tariff America. America didn't tariff you. Now America's tariffing you back.
We didn't ask for this fight. But Canadians are always ready when someone else drops the gloves. So the Americans,
oh my God,
they should
stop.
Make no mistake.
I mean, Canada's Air Force is 90 planes. Their entire Air Force is 90 planes. Let's not, why are they talking so big? Dog, stop. Stop. Your Marines are Eskimos with sled dogs, okay?
In trade, as in hockey, Canada will...
He mentioned hockey. This is the second hockey talk in his speech. How many times did Trump talk about baseball? What is happening?
Aux Américains, je vous dis, comme hockey, nous allons gagner.
We will win.
Like hockey.
Mais cette victoire... ne sera pas facile.
It won't be an easy win, guys.
Nous faisons face à la crise la plus importante de notre vie.
We're facing the most important precipice of our life.
Nous devrons faire des choses extraordinaires.
We're going to do amazing things.
And together.
Nous devrons construire des choses que nous n'avions jamais imaginées.
We're going to do things you never imagined.
Que nous n'aurions jamais cru possible.
Okay, I would keep translating, but he's saying the same thing like 47 different times.
Possible.
Et surtout,
and above all,
nous devons mettre les gens avant l'argent.
Above money.
We're putting people above money, and that's why millions more immigrants fuck the houses.
Il faut s'unir. Il faut s'unir pour bâtir le pays le plus fort, le plus juste et le plus libre du monde.
The fairest and the freest country in the world.
The freest country in the world, no elections. I'll just become prime minister because I felt like it.
Now, Donald Trump is trying to weaken our economy.
No, he's
but there's
not.
Someone else.
What are you talking
if he
about?
He succeeds, will
oh my
weaken
God.
Our economy. It's Pierre Poilievre.
Oh my God, he's such a loser. It's crazy. What is even going on? Oh my God. Trump is not trying to weaken Canada's economy, okay? Literally. He's trying to strengthen America.
Pierre.
Yeah. Pierre is going to be the next prime minister. Watch.
Pierre Poilievre just doesn't get it. He is the type of lifelong politician, and I've seen this type around the world, a lifelong politician who worships at the altar of the free market despite never having made a payroll himself.
What, bro? What?
And now?
He likes the free market. He believes in capitalism and freedom of speech. We don't like that shit.
And now, in the face of President Trump's threats, Pierre Poilievre still refuses to get his security clearance. At a time when our national security is under threat as has never been before. At a time of immense economic insecurity, he would undermine the Bank of Canada. Monsieur Poilievre, Monsieur Poilievre veut fermer Radio-Canada. Radio-Canada is CBC.
So many details here that, like, to get into these discussion points, this is like deep Canada politics and no one fucking cares.
À un moment où la désinformation et l'ingérence étrangère sont en plein essor. Ils insultent nos maires et ils ignorent les Premières Nations quand il est temps de bâtir. il mettra fin à l'aide internationale, alors que la démocratie et les droits de la personne sont en péril.
Pierre Poilievre is putting the democracy and freedom of people in danger. This guy was not elected, and he's the Prime Minister of Canada. Like, I think this is like the most blatant hypocrisy I've ever seen in my life. How could you talk about the liberty and freedom of people? Like, that is wildly retarded. Holy shit.
Across the
world. You can't tell if they're booing in solidarity or against him. Oh, they're all booing in solidarity? He is literally speaking at the Liberal conference. He doesn't have any opposition in this room. He is speaking in the actual Liberal room. There is no opposition.
Et and il laissera notre planète brûler.
Oh my God, he's gonna let the planet burn because he wants to lower taxes on freaking climate change shit. Like, what are you talking about?
Poilievre would let our planet burn.
What does that even mean?
This is not leadership.
Oh my God.
It's ideology. It's ideology that betrays what we as Canadians value.
Yeah, what do we value?
Each other.
Oh. And what's he doing? Is he murdering people on the streets?
It's an ideology.
He's doing to what he's doing to Poilievre what Kamala did to Trump.
That also represents a fundamental misunderstanding of how the economy works.
He just doesn't understand the economy.
So unlike Pierre Poilievre, I've actually worked in the private sector.
Wow.
I know.
What a hero.
I know how the world...
This guy, he yawned! Dude, you have to see this again.
I know.
Look at this guy!
I know how the world works, and I know how it can be made to work better for all of us.
Yeah, how? You didn't tell us how.
And that knowledge is especially useful now in the service of Canadians when we must build a new economy and create new trading relationships.
Oh my God, dude. This is wild. This is wild.
Let me tell you something else that we...
This guy, he was the head of the bank in England, right? Another fucking fake democracy.
We know that Pierre Poilievre doesn't. We know that markets don't have values. People do.
Oh my God!
And we know...
It's so lame to hear him say this.
We know as liberals that it's our...
Look at all the paid actors in the room. Look at all of them.
Our job... to make markets, to make the economy work for all Canadians. These are the most powerful tool we've ever invented. They can find solutions to our greatest problems. And when the private sector, when the markets are governed well, they deliver great jobs and stronger growth faster than anything. But markets are also indifferent to human suffering.
What the fuck is he talking about? This is insane. Be a market, have value. Markets don't have value. They don't have values. They don't care about human suffering. Why should we even care about the stock market when the stock market doesn't care about us? What the fucking bleeding heart, random, emotional, blackmail, bullshit echo chamber am I watching right here? Make Putin great again.
And they are blind to our greatest needs.
Yeah, communism, good. Markets don't care. What are you trying to say here?
So when they're not governed well, or not at all, they will deliver enormous wealth for the lucky few.
What is he talking
about?
And
hard times for the rest.
Did you see the pause before they clapped? No one even knows what he's talking about.
And in this crisis, we must help those who are hit hardest by the American tariffs while we build our strength here at home.
Right.
That's the right thing to do. That's the fair thing to do.
How is he going to do that? He literally didn't mean, we're going to help people that are unlucky, and lucky and lucky and unlucky people will get help with other people because people are important.
Is the Canadian thing to do.
Wow.
That is what makes us strong.
No, stop, please. You're hurting me. Oh. No one is happy. All the cheering, it's all manufactured. There's not a smile on any of their faces. This is the face of someone that sees their country slowly rotating around the toilet bowl. What is this fake-ass audio cheering in the background? Look at these people. Dude, all of them! Monkeys, start clapping! This is like the scene in Shrek where the executioner picks up the for people to clap at Lord Farquaad.
So...
Look at him! He's more interested in the shit on his hand!
So Donald Trump thinks he can weaken us with his plan.
Oh my god, he's weakened you so much. And it's not even his fault! You guys are circling the drain!
Divide and conquer.
Divide
Pierre Poilievre's plan will leave us divided and ready to be conquered.
Oh my god, what does that mean, be conquered?
Because a person who worships at the altar of Donald Trump will kneel before him, not stand up to him.
Worships at the altar? Poilievre, in my opinion, isn't going too much like Trump in some ways. That's some of the issues with Poilievre. Oh my god, this is like it's like watching a cult. Reciprocal tariffs. They're conquering us, guys.
Pierre Poilievre's.
They're putting penises back on the males in this country. We will never stand for that.
Pierre Poilievre's slogans are not solutions. His anger is an...
Canada Strong is this guy's slogan. Is that a solution?
Action. His division is in strength.
Your entire speech was division. Division with America and the division with Canada. You didn't say a single thing in regards to actual unity of the country.
Division won't win a trade war. Division won't pay the rent or the mortgage. Division won't bring down the price of groceries. Division won't make Canada strong. Voilà où mène la et nous gagnerons.
It's a free country after all.
I love how every single time it turns to French is when he starts talking about how it's a free country.
Set in pay leave.
It's a free country, he says, after becoming the prime minister without getting voted in.
Mais quand il s'agit du Canada, nous sommes tous de même côté. Choisissons for Canada for. Now.
These people, they can't even be bothered to clap. Look at them. They can't even be bothered to clap.
Now. I've learned a few things from long experience in crises.
Oh my god.
And the first is that plan beats no plan. And you need to distinguish what you can change from what you can't.
Me playing Yu-Gi-Oh! On the playground. Oh god.
We can't change Donald Trump. Can't change him.
True. Why would you need to?
Nous devons comprendre ce que nous pouvons et devons changer.
We can and we must change.
Nous sommes maîtres chez
nous. We are masters of our own.
We are masters of our own fate, he says, after becoming the prime minister unelected.
And we can. And because we're masters in our own home, we can control...
Masters at our own home? What the fuck is he talking about?
Control our economic destiny with a plan that puts more money in your pockets. A plan that
Somehow.
Will ensure your government spends less so Canada can invest more. A plan that builds millions of homes.
He doesn't know what he's saying,
man. A plan.
What are we going to do?
That makes us an energy superpower.
A plan that builds millions of homes. How are we going to build the homes? Well, we're just bringing more immigrants. The hero.
In both clean and conventional energy.
Clean energy, guys. By the way, just saying, clean energy. You know what happens when there's clean energy? It means you're paying more for it. Because it's more expensive than shitty energy.
A plan that creates new trade corridors with reliable partners.
He keeps saying that.
A plan that creates one Canadian economy, not 13. Because in Canada, we are stronger when
strong.
We're united.
United, strong, strong, united.
We can give ourselves far, far more than Donald Trump can ever take away.
What does that even mean? He didn't take away a single thing. He didn't take away one thing from Canada. Like, this is fear-mongering on another level. He's talking about Trump like they're about to get invaded by Nazi Germany. Like, Trump didn't take away anything. He put tariffs to be reciprocal to the Canadian tariffs that already existed.
But it will take extraordinary efforts.
Grant.
It won't be business as usual. We will have to do things we haven't imagined before at speeds we didn't.
I feel like this speech is like literally ripped from an episode of South Park.
Thing possible.
Like, blame Canada is becoming more and more real.
We will do it. We will do it.
Now they'll start making trade agreements with Russia and Greenland while supporting Ukraine. It's going to be great.
For the common good, so that everyone benefits. You know, I do care about the economy.
Whoa! What? That's crazy.
But it's not because I'm an economist.
Nope, he doesn't care about the economy because he cares about people. Canada's strong.
I care about people.
God, it's so easy. It is so easy to predict what these fucking fake-ass personalities say. Don't say pre-watch, because I wouldn't sit through this shit twice.
That's why I'm a liberal. That's why
I know.
Are liberals.
Yes, I see it. I can tell. Dude, it's crazy. We will only be putting men in female sports now. No more women in female sports. Remove all of them.
On sait que la
Trudeau's daughter at the verge of tears.
Valeur d'une économie forte commence par des travailleurs.
We care about the worker.
We need a strong economy. But when
for the people.
We're fighting for a strong economy.
We're really not fighting for the economy. We're really fighting for the people. The pedophile cult that is currently ruling Canada needs to be respected.
We're fighting
for the people. The people?
Good Canadian health care for everyone.
That's what
we are fighting for. Strong support for
higher taxes.
Seniors who built this country.
Higher support for seniors. That's my goat. Fighting for support for seniors while initiating the MAID system. You ever heard of the MAID system, guys? You ever heard of the MAID system? It's a system in Canada. Oh, you never heard of MAID? Well, guys, let me lock you in. MAID is the Medical Assistance in Dying system. Where they advise old people to just simply die instead of actually have an issue. Oh, are you eligible for MAID? Medical Assistance in Dying? Are you broke and is life shitty? Well, why don't you kill yourself? That's my goat, promoted by Trudeau and his new skinwalker.
We are fighting for child care for young families.
Fighting for gender assignment surgery for young children.
That they put in place. We are fighting for dental care and pharma care for everyone who needs it. We are fighting for rights. We are fighting for a strong economy so we can create a more sustainable world for our children and grandchildren.
Bro's definitely on the Epstein list for real. In my opinion, I could be wrong.
And we will deliver.
We good?
I know. I know.
He's not done.
He's not done, guys.
I wish he was.
Dark days.
Not. Yeah, they are. Yeah,
dark days agreed. Brought on by a country we can.
A country that got a president that didn't actually vote.
No longer trust. We are getting over the shock. But let us never forget the
lesson. Bro tells his therapist about Trump every night.
We have to look after ourselves.
It only took Canada a fucking 200 years to figure out that they have to look after themselves. What a shock.
And we have to look out for each other.
No shit. He just figured this out, by the way, just now, when he realized that they can't keep getting everything from America's endless piggy bank pot of gold. He just figured it out.
We need to pull together.
Wow.
In the tough days ahead.
Damn, it seems like Trump really did Canada a favor. Woke Canada up that they actually need to be independent country. Damn, I can't believe Trump would do that.
And so, to those families watching this evening in Fort Smith, in Edmonton, and across every community in Canada.
Uh-oh.
I promise you this.
Okay, I'm ready.
Together,
All right.
We can and we will get through this crisis.
Yeah, then honestly, if you would have been voted in, I would have really liked this idea a lot better.
We can and we will come out stronger than ever.
He's spitting.
And we will, because Canada...
We will make Canada great, strong.
...is built on the strength of its people. From our mines to our ports, from our logging roads to our city streets.
Oh, my God.
We're strongest when we're united, when we're one economy, not 13, when we can cheer for different teams and still be on one team when it counts. When we come together, we build things that last because we are Canada strong. Vive le Canada! Merci tout le monde.
That was a speech of 100% platitudes and virtue signaling. I have never heard such a lame and gay speech in my entire life. There was no substance at all. Canada is so cooked. Holy shit. Oh my God, it is insane. Thank you so much for being here, guys. This was lovely. Bro could have made this an email. This speech goes hard on mute, I have to say. Holy shit. This speech wasn't released. It escaped. Bro is literally on the Yapathon. Canada is 110% cooked. Subscribe for more Trumpisms and more Canada drama. Canada drama is going to be insane. I'm never talking about Canada again. He actually made a good argument for why MAID exists, because I want medical assistance in dying sometimes. Have yourself a most wonderful evening and stay weird, fam. Like, subscribe, and this video was streamed live on kick.com/Nuxenor. See you there. Stay weird, fam.